Hello, and welcome to another edition of Oh My Gosh Priest Podcast. Today we are talking to Phelan, who is a Rat Pally on the Antonidas realm, who doubles as Exana's pocket tank. He also happens to be husband. So, Phelan, today we're going to talk to you about effectively healing the Pally tank. So tell us, why is healing a Pally tank different from healing, say, any other tank?
Well, I guess the first thing is, it's important not to keep a Pally tank topped off like you would any other tank. Because in doing that, you run into the issue of a Pally tank going out of mana, or as we say. So you want to let his health get down maybe 30-35%, and then blast him with your heals. That way he can keep a good amount of mana. Of course, in a 25 man or a 10 man raid, this isn't that much of an issue, but in heroics, when a well geared Pally tank is over geared for heroic, it becomes an issue.
I try to wait until you get to about 70%. Would you say that's about right?
Yeah, that's a good spot.
Now, what about bubbling you or popping a hot like Renew on you? Because sometimes I find that gets us in trouble in some of those heroics.
Yeah, I always suggest no hots or no bubbles before, because again, that mitigates the damage that comes into me, and I need that damage so I can get that mana. So I prefer no hots or no bubbles, just, great deal.
Sometimes I put a prayer of mending on you, and I think sometimes that kind of throws you off with your mana as well.
Yeah, it does, and I just let you know it.
Well, I've also used Hymn of Hope on you in an instant to help you regenerate some mana after I've healed you too much. Does that seem to help you get some of your mana back?
I can definitely tell the difference when Hymn of Hope is up. It helps me generate a fair amount of mana back.
So, worst case scenario, let's say I've bubbled you, I've put a hot on you, your health is at 100%, and your mana is down to about 400 during a boss fight. What do we do?
In that situation, usually I would either do Lay on Hands, which gives me a percentage of my mana back, or I take a pot. Or, other than that, we're in serious trouble.
Okay. Well, anything that you'd like viewers to know about the mechanics of a Pally tank?
Just give them some room to breathe on the heals. Let them take a little damage. And remember, they get mana back from the heals that you give them. Try not to keep them popped off that much, unless it's the boss fight, of course. And other than that, happy healing.
Well, let's say a healer pulls aggro off of you, if that's possible. And let's say my fade is on cooldown and the mobs are killing me. What should I do at that point?
Oh, for any healer, holy priest, druid, whatever, you should always, especially with a pallet tank, it's easy to run toward the tank and step into our concentration, and that'll help get that the aggro back off of you. And also we have a righteous defense, which will taunt mobs off of you, or there's a bubble that we can throw in. So there's a lot of ways that we can get aggro back from you. But your job in that case is to run toward the tank and try to stand in that AoE and let the mobs get back on the tank.
A lot of times we have to hit the oh crap button, which is the guardian spirit, which pops out the wings for you, gives you extra healing. Do you like that spell, or do you know we're in trouble at that point?
I'm always a little worried when I see those wings, because I know that means I was pretty close to dying. So... But it's good to know that they're saving me.
Okay, well, anything else you'd like for us to know?
No, I think that's it.
Okay, well, thank you, Phelan, for joining us today on another edition of the Oh My Gosh Priest Podcast. Want to wish you happy raiding as we go into the new ICC wings and all that good stuff, okay?
All right, thank you.
All right, thank you.